today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا رأي.
Today, Sunday, is the 7th of Rajab, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Bahman, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of January, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Surah An-Nisa, verse 43, and we'll listen to it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون حتى تعلموا ما تقولون ولا جنبا إلا عابري سبيل حتى تغتسلوا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم إن الله كان عفوا غفورا.
O you who have believed, do not approach prayer while you are intoxicated until you know what you are saying, or in a state of janaba, except those passing through a place of prayer, until you have washed your whole body. And if you are ill or on a journey, or one of you comes from the place of relieving himself, or you have contacted women and find no water, then seek clean earth and wipe over your faces and your hands with it. Indeed, Allah is ever pardoning and forgiving.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At this time, addressing the Prophet, the Quran asserts that Allah did not send anyone before him except those individuals from mankind whose hearts were illuminated with the light of divine revelation. This is, they were just like him in divine messengership, benefiting from revelation and in the capacity of being his own envoys. There have been quoted about 60 quotations concerning this issue, through some of which the Immaculate Imams have confirmed that, swearing by Allah, it is we who are the Ahlul Dhikr, the responsible, to whom the people must put their questions.
هذا حديث قاله محمد
يا علي
يا أبي وهو حديث مسند
يا علي
هذا حديث قاله محمد
يا علي
يا أبي وهو حديث مسند
يا علي.
In the previous episode of today's special, we speak about Imam Ali and his justice. Today, we look at ethical precepts in assuming the leadership of Islamic society. Imam Ali alayhi salam did not violate any ethical rules in assuming the leadership of the Islamic society. He never committed inhumane acts in safeguarding his reign. In the proposed council of the second caliph, one major proposal by Abdurrahman ibn Auf was this, that Imam Ali shall administer the governmental affairs according to Quran and based on the viewpoint of the two previous caliphs. The Imam did not accept, since he opposed the viewpoints of the previous caliphs. He could accept in words but act upon his own decisions and opinions once he gained power. But it was a breach in the promise against values and an instance of illegitimate method for Imam Ali alayhi salam. He's not a man to do this.
One thing that we learn from Ali ibn Abi Talib is that if Allah is with you, it doesn't matter who's against you. This is an important lesson that we learn from Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know, we always complain about we're outnumbered, we're a minority. If Allah is with you, if you're obedient to Allah, it doesn't matter who's against you. And this is an important lesson we learn from Ali. So no one could shake him. No one could bring him down to his knees. But this same Imam, if he were to see an orphan, he would break down. He had a very soft heart. Amr ibn Wudd al-Amri could not shake him. But if Amir al-Mu'mineen, he sees a widow, if he sees an orphan, he couldn't control his tears. The Imam alayhi salam, he says, مَا إِن تَأَوَّهْتُ لِشَيْءٍ رُزِيتُ بِهِ كَمَا تَأَوَّهْتُ لِلْأَيْتَامِ فِي الصِّغَرِ. There's nothing that shakes me and brings more sorrow to me than seeing little orphans, because they have no protector. They're vulnerable. So the Imam alayhi salam, he was fierce, but he was also gentle. Such a gentle soul, brothers and sisters. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, he was so gentle that he would go out in the middle of the night to distribute food to poor families. Can you imagine? Why? Why would he bother himself with this? Because someone like Ali ibn Abi Talib cannot sleep if he knows that people are hungry. Have you ever seen a warrior like this? Unshakable in the battlefield, unflinching courage, but he's so concerned about people.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
From IRIB English Radio, this is today's special, and we learn more about life lessons from Nahjul Balagha in this part. And this phrase, don't run before you can walk. Imam Ali said, prosperous is one who rises with wings, that is when he has power, or else remains peaceful and others enjoy ease. One who plucks fruits before ripening is like one who cultivated in another's field. Not getting the promotion you wanted, getting the job you've applied for, When the time is right, with Allah, by your side, everything will work out. Conversely, some people complain they aren't getting anywhere but aren't putting in the effort themselves. Be patient, but prudent. If you see an opportunity at a school or university to enter into a competition or conference, take it. New course running at work. Broaden your horizons and network with others. Be proactive on your own, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, will open doors for you that you never knew existed.
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر
Policy-making features in the mannerisms of Imam Ali. This is one. He was patient and tolerant in practicing politics. On the issue of the political behavior of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is that he used to tolerate his opponents and even his enemies as much as possible. Although it is true that he experienced three wars, during his nearly five-year rule, he fought in these wars after he showed all kinds of tolerance. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was not a person to draw his sword without showing proper tolerance towards his opponents. One of the things that he said was, "One group will think as you do, but another will not think as you think, and there will be still another group who will be neither this way nor that way. Therefore, you should be patient." He said that they should be patient so that he can carry out his responsibility with acumen. Be patient until the people quieten down and hearts settle in their places so that rights can be achieved for people easily.
Once a man by the name of Al-Harith ibn Hawd, he comes objecting to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He tells him, "Oh Ali, how is it that I can accept the fact that the people of Jamal, those who came to battle you, were on the wrong path? When you had prominent companions with them, you had the wife of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, with them. How can I accept this?" The Imam alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha gives him a very beautiful reply. The Imam alayhi salam tells him, "Your problem is that you're looking below your feet. You're not looking high above. You should broaden your horizon. Because when you look down to the ground, you cannot see much. You cannot see your surroundings." The Imam alayhi salam then tells him, "You have looked at people, and that's why you are confused. You have to look at the haqq, see what the truth is, then you will realize who's on the truth." That's why in another hadith, the Imam alayhi salam says, "La yu'rafu deenullah bil-rijal." You should not look at certain individuals and base the religion of God on them. Anything they do is correct and I accept it. No. However, you have to look at ayat al-haq, the sign of the truth. اعرف الحق تعرف أهله. No, first of all, what the truth is, then you will know who are those who are on the truth. This is a gem that the Imam alayhi salam teaches us.
Thank you.
dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي